Once you've decided who your attorneys should be, what other formalities need to be considered?
The EPA document requires that certain personal information be included. Your full name, your address, and your date of birth have to be inserted at the beginning of the document. The name and address of your chosen attorney, or if more than one, the details of each of them, have to be included, and the document has to reflect whether you wish them to act jointly or jointly and severally. You also need to decide if you're going to limit your attorney's authority to only dealing with certain aspects of your financial affairs for you, or are you going to give them your full authority in relation to all of your property and affairs? I've yet to come across a case where the attorney's authority is limited, as it seems odd that if you would trust someone enough to be entitled to manage some of your affairs, you would choose at the same time to limit their authority and restrict them to only doing certain things. This is a decision you will have to make, and it must be noted accordingly. Another decision you have to make is whether or not you're going to entitle your attorneys to be paid for acting as your attorneys. This is not something that's generally done if you are appointing family members to be your attorneys, although it's a matter of personal choice for you. In the event that you propose to appoint someone other than a family member, for example, your solicitor or accountant to be your attorney, it would be usual for them to be entitled to be paid for acting in that capacity for you. This again is a decision you will need to make. Once you've dealt with those issues, the document then requires that your view about whether or not you want your attorneys to have your authority to make personal care decisions for you is set out. These are issues like where you will live, who you might see or not see, your diet and dress, what rehabilitation or training you might receive, and other day-to-day decisions that you would otherwise make for yourself. If you feel that you want them to be able to make those sorts of decisions for you, it needs to be reflected in the document. This section of the Enduring Power of Attorney also allows you to direct that insofar as personal care decisions are concerned, your attorneys must consult with certain other named persons as set out by you, if you think that would be appropriate. For example, if you are appointing two of your children as your attorneys, perhaps on the basis that one lives close to you and another is good with money, you may feel that you would like any other children you have to be consulted in relation to the personal care decisions that will be made about you. There is a specific provision in the document for you to set out that you wish that to be the case. The next provision of the Enduring Power is a section where you can nominate one or more people to act as your alternate attorneys in case your first nominated attorneys become incapable or are unwilling to act as your attorneys. This is an important provision and one which I favour being taken up in all cases. It's important to note that the alternate attorneys will never have any role to play in the management of your affairs or in relation to any personal care decision making for you, and that they will only ever become involved if the people you nominate to be your initial attorneys have themselves become incapable of acting as such.